Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, glory be unto God. We bless the Lord, for he is worthy to be praised. What an awesome God we serve. Bless the Lord for joining us today on Blog Talk Radio. We give God praise for every day. We thank him for his goodness and mercy. We thank him, glory to God, that he gave us a mind to want to serve him, to love him, and to love one another. Praise God, we have things that we have to work on, to sharpen our tools, to get ourselves in tune, even the more in our trusting and having faith in him and learning to rest in him. But nevertheless, thank God every day for his mercy and his grace. We thank God for him being a loving and caring God. Praise the Lord. We honor him today, and we thank God, praise God for all his great and mighty acts. We don't have enough words and enough time in 10,000, 100,000 lifetimes to even give him all the praise and honor that he deserves for all the suffering and the pain and the agony he went through on our behalf for globally. I mean, in the time of preparation, going to Calvary and even on the cross and being beaten unrecognizable, but still, nevertheless, while we were yet sinners, he died for us. And thank God that he's now resurrected and on the right hand of the Father making intercessions on our behalf. And we bless God for such love, teaching us the more how to sacrifice and deny this flesh the more so we can be able to honor him in thanksgiving and walking in obedience to him. And so that is the plan, to be in a place where he can continue to transform us into the image of Christ, and that we will be a vessel as unto honor unto him. So we give him glory as we magnify his name. What an awesome God we serve. There is none like him. From the rising of the sun to the going down of the same, thy name shall be praised. We bless the Lord and honor him. Glory to God, and we thank God, glory to God, for the prayer warriors. We thank God for faithful women, and we know there are men in the background, too, that are intercessors and do warfare to pull down strongholds, to encourage, to build, to cancel, to bind, to loose, and command the enemy, glory to God, to take his hands off, glory to God, the vessels that belong unto the Lord as well as us. So we thank him, glory to God. He's so wonderful. I bless the Lord for tonight as we are thread, and I'll give God praise tonight as we prepare, glory to God, for the women of God to come on and to speak and decree and declare what thus saith the Lord. Praise God. But since the availability is not there yet, I believe my sister is coming on, and we're going to believe God that we're going to get that space and time tonight, that he be glorified and won't be no flesh in any of us on parade as we come with genuineness. And when we come to pray on Monday nights, and when we come together on those second and fourth Sundays to give God praise and honor and to worship him and to speak in the street and declare with us that the Lord to intercede and to tear down strongholds and to cancel the assignment of the enemy, we are doing it as unto the Lord with a heart and a mind of genuineness to please him and to see his manifestation be brought right here in the earth realm. So men and women will know that our God is still on the throne and still doing great and awesome things. Praise the Lord. I will do a little scripture reading before we get started. Praise the Lord. Lost someone there. Well, bless the Lord. Praise God. But anyway, we're going to prepare ourselves to read the scripture, and I don't know if it's storming. It was storming really bad here in Charlotte, North Carolina. I don't know what it's doing in Columbia, where our other speaker is, but it is, the weather has cleared up, so I don't know if that's one of the reasons why the servant fell off. But nevertheless, we're going to move forward. And we're going to read our scripture reading, and prayerfully she'll be back on shortly. So I know there may be some challenges with the phone if there is a storm down there, but like I was just cleared up probably in the last 15 minutes or so. So since I don't hear any more thunder and lightning, and I'll see any rain, we're going forward. Praise the Lord. In Proverbs 3, out of our scripture reading, will be starting at the second verse. To whom wisdom and instruction receive the word of understanding, to receive the instructions of wisdom, justice, judgment, and equipped to give prudence to the simple, to the young man, knowledge and discretion. A wise man will hear and increasing learning, and a man of understanding will obtain wise counsel. To understand Proverbs as an, wait a minute, I'm only reading out a different Bible. I knew it was something. The page is saying one thing at the top. I knew that sounded a little strange. Okay, then I'm not reading out of the, I was going to read this originally from the phone, but since I have to use that, I'm going to go back and now we're at our prepared scripture for tonight. Forgive me for that, but oh, speaker is having a problem going on and off, so we're going to give her a time. So like I said, I don't know, there's some problems on the line, why it keeps dropping off and on, but we're going forward, and I said the scripture reading, it's coming out of Proverbs, the third chapter. My son, do not forget my law, but let your heart keep my commands. For length of days and long life and peace they will add to you. Let not mercy and truth forsake you, and bind them about your neck. Write them on the table of your heart, and so find favor and begin esteem in the sight of God and man. Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and lean not to your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct your path. Do not be wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord and depart from evil. It will be health to your flesh and strength to your bones. Honor the Lord with your possessions and with the first fruit of all your increase, so your barns will be filled with plenty, and your vats will overflow with new wine. My son, do not despise the chastening of the Lord, nor detest his correction. For whom the Lord loves, he corrects. Just as the father, the son to whom he gives delight. Happy is the man who finds wisdom and the man who gains understanding. Praise the Lord. We bless the Lord. Amen. Praise God. We're going to say a prayer and we're going to prepare ourselves and prayerfully. Oh no, the speaker still had things back on. We're going to say a prayer, and we're going to prepare, glory to God, for to have our delivery tonight. And now the word that God has given tonight for us to share is have faith, trust, and obey, and you will learn to rest in the Lord. Have faith, trust, and obey the Lord, and you'll learn to have how to rest in the Lord. Praise God. Amen. Father, in Jesus' name, as we pray tonight, we give you glory and honor for truly this is the day that the Lord has made. As we, glory to God, give our allegiance, pledge our allegiance to you, we love you, we adore you, we magnify your name. We thank you for the gathering and being able to come together to break the bread of life tonight and to share and to hear and to praise and magnify your name. Thanking you for all that you've done and you're doing. Without you, God, we can do nothing, but through you, we can do all things. We thank you, Lord God, for the service that will come and break bread tonight. We pray, glory to God, against every interference with technology or any storms or anything that's going on. You give us wisdom in all things. But if there is anything, glory to God, that's coming against what you already said is to be done, we cancel that assignment in the name of Jesus. We speak life, health, and wholeness. We pray that our ears will be open to hear what the Spirit of the Lord has to say. And glory to God, we pray and thank you, Lord, to God, for your goodness, and thank you for making availability for us to be able to share the goodness of the Lord and blessing us to be a testimony, teaching us how to humble ourselves the more and exalt you and move our flesh out the way so you can be glorified. We're to be transformed by the renewing of our minds, glory to God, and allow the Spirit of the Lord to have reign, to not to override the Spirit, not to grieve him, but to come in compliance and in alignment or what your word is saying. God, we need your help. And God, help us to be in a place of repentance, humbling ourselves, that we'll recognize the error of our ways so we can come quickly to the throne of grace, to obtain mercy, and do what you said in 1 John 1 and 9, to confess our sins, and you're faithful and just to forgive us and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. And God, you said you'll give us that peace that passes all understanding when we keep our hearts and minds set on you. In the mighty name of Jesus, you are so worthy to be praised. Oh, God, we glorify you and magnify you. In Jesus' name, bless these, your servants. And bless, glory to God. Your word is already blessed. So bless us, glory to God, to you, our vessels, that you may have free reign. In Jesus' name, amen. Praise God. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Is this the evangelist on Noel on the line? Praise the Lord. Evangelist Noel. Praise the Lord. Evangelist Noel. Praise God. Something is happening with the phone. Amen. Well, praise God. Well, in the meantime, we have to just pray and bind the forces of the enemy that's fighting her to. Evangelist Noel, are you on the line?
Somebody just said their phone is acting up.
That's got to be Evangelist Noel, then.
It's an 803 number.
Hello?
Hello, Evangelist Noel?
Evangelist Noel, your phone is... This is
Pastor Berg. Praise the Lord for you. Bless the Lord. I'm trying to... our speaker, one of them anyway. Evangelist Noel, you on the line now? Hello?
I don't know how long I'm going to be on my phone. Keep going out. We're storming, having a storm down here.
Oh, that's what I was saying earlier. I said that's what evidently is going on with you. Well, you can go ahead and try now. And if you fade out and whatever, I give you a minute or two to come back in. If you don't come back in, then I'll just... Did you go out? I think you did. Well, what we'll do is, so forth, is go ahead on and I'll go ahead and mute the lines back and don't look like she's going to be able to not let the storm stop when I start ministering. So we'll open up the line, open up with the Father in Jesus' name. We ask you to bless right now with the evangelist. And God, we know you put a word in her belly, so no matter what the enemy is saying and what he's doing, we cancel his assignment and ask you, Lord God, to bless her, that it's for her to speak tonight, whether it's before or after. We ask you, Lord, for that storm to calm down, and you will let her bring forth that you placed as a treasure of her spirit out of her heart, in the name of Jesus. And so be it. Glory to God. We glorify and magnify you in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Are you back on?
Hello?
Hello. If you keep dropping out, then I'll go ahead and start. And so if it calms down afterwards, when I finish, you can come back on. But if you want to go ahead and see if you're going to come now, or you can deliver after me.
Okay, I'll go ahead on and try.
All right.
Praise the Lord, everybody.
Praise the Lord.
I thank you, God, for just this opportunity to come before you right now in the name. God, we bind up any hindrance right now in the name of Jesus. And Father, thank you for this opportunity. Okay, I'm going to be coming from Proverbs 3, talking about trust.
Wow,
it says, trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path. He'll make it smooth for you. Anything. We've been going through a lot, but what I learned out of was trust. You can't depend upon your own self. You got to go for help, and you need to depend on God, because he will see you through it. And it's...
Evangelist.
Can you hear me?
Evangelist Noel. Can you hear me?
Uh-huh. I can hear you now.
You're going in and out a little bit. Is that your household?
Yeah,
or
that's
your
cell phone? I'm on my cell phone.
The house phone is not gonna pick up on that one?
Okay. Well, I can switch over to my house phone.
Yeah, try it and see whether it'll, it'll work. And if it doesn't, then you can come in after me. Try it anyway, okay? You all be patient
okay.
with us just a minute because we're, like I said, it was storming here, and now it's going to calm down here. So go ahead and try it and see. Come back in on.
Okay.
Okay, what's the last two digits of the, when you come on so I can see it? What's the last two digits of the phone number?
Okay, the 6196.
Okay, go ahead.
It won't let me use my home phone.
It won't. Okay, go ahead and try it again. If it doesn't work, then like I said, maybe it'll be able to calm down, and then I'll just go first. But go ahead and try it again. Go ahead and speak.
Like, and I was coming from Proverbs, the third chapter with the fifth verse, and was talking about trust. It said most of the time we face disappointment, which we have been taught that we can only depend upon ourselves. But living in the life of God has called us men unlearn the lesson. Instead, we meant to rest in God's understanding. And with trust, I had learned not, I was really not trusting in God. I was trusting in my own self. And I went through a whole lot leaning on my own understanding. And that's not what God wants us to do. He says, like in Romans 11 and 13, he said, on the depths of the riches of the wisdom and knowledge of God, how unsearchable is judgment and his path beyond tracing out. And sometimes trusting him completely, that right, can be tough from each day. So we must cautiously lay aside our own plans and expectations and surrender to his. And I wasn't doing that. I was trying to work out things on my own. And I was getting myself in a turmoil. I was getting to have a back set. And then I had to realize that, you know, I got to trust God on issues, things that I go through. I got to trust him and to see the difference what he would bring. Because it's hard to be just caught up in your own self and thinking that you can handle it, and you cannot. Because you have to cry out to God sometimes. You have to surrender with your lips and with your thoughts. And, you know, we have to know how to be committed and depend on him. And we need to cry out to him to show our dependency. Because same things that you're walking through, you got to understand God is our source of help. And if you cry out to him, he will help you on situations and trials and tribulation that you walk through. You got to learn how to depend on him, not on man, because man will fail you. And don't get so caught up and what you can do, but get caught up in what God can do. He's saying, always acknowledge him, and he will make your pathway straight. And when we pray, we know we need to admit to him, so he's the higher up of all of us. We need to show that we are leaving all our troubles and burdens and dreams and capable in our hands, and like that do what the Bible has promised, to reach out to God and with prayer, and he hears us. But you can't reach out to him and don't allow him. In certain situations I was going through, I had got some bound up. Sometimes I didn't know what to do. Turn this way, turn that way. And it was just a hindrance. But when I called me to learn how to call out on Abba Father, and he began to teach me how and listen to my cries. And this is why, that's why it said, you know, don't lean to your own understanding. You lean to your own understanding, you will be in a mess, because that's not what God wants you to do. He said that in that Psalms 55 and 17, said, evening, morning, and noon, I cried in distress, and he heard my voice. So when I began to cry out to him and tell him all about it, I began to feel a help come on, because without the help, you're all bound, because you cried over here, said tell you something, but it still is not what you need. So I've learned how to cry to him and learn how to pray and admit to him and let him know that I need you, Father. I need you. And he said, we hand out the keys to lives to him. We know he is able to lead us in the order that the work we have to. And if there's so much in the world can clutter us up in our relationship with God. And in John, right in the fourth gospel, he described how the flesh, the lust of the eye, and the pride of life. In other words, our blessing can easily become our stumbling block when we think of them as what we deserve or what we need to be happy. What we need, not what God wants for I. It's an I thing. What I need, what I can do, what this and that and the other. When you have to know how to trust God, he is your source to trust in him. Instead of trying to work out your own life salvation, trust, give it to God. Because he knows, he remembered the true source of our blessing. And God focused on the things that please him, not what pleases us, but what pleases him. And also it said, do not be wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord and shun evil. And you find that in Proverbs 3 and 7. So sometimes the only way to live the life God wants us to live is by separating ourselves from bad influence that keep us dragged down our daily life living and this, that, and my children this, and my bills that, and my this and my that. And when God don't want us to do that, he wants us to lean onto him. And he is the creator. He knows just what we need. And it's so easy said, but now we don't do it at all. And to flee from evil desire to pull us to mean and spend a lot of time crying out to God, leaning on him, because he is our creator. He is a commitment to him, and because he will see us through. And this brings health to our bodies and nourishment to our bones. When we preserve him and we find out abundant life, running from evil and pursuing God doesn't come natural to the most of us. Instead, it means we have to make a serious change. You have to change. You have to change your way of doing things. You just can't just straddle the fence. You got to come all the way over. You got to say, well, I'm going to give it to you, Lord. You got to totally surrender it to him and let him handle it. You got to put God first in your life. It is easy to put ourselves first, but sometimes good happens and we want to congratulate ourselves with a reward. But when something bad happens, we want to console ourselves or find someone. We want to blame someone else. We want to blame this one. We want to blame that. If it had not been for you, if it had not been for her, I would not be in this situation. But in other words, we often have to find a mean centrist of starting place. And when it comes to money, to struggle even harder, even harder. But Solomon, who had quite a bit of wealth himself, knew his money didn't belong to him. So we know this stuff, what we desire, what we see every day, it don't belong to us. He give it just to us for a season. It don't belong to us, so we don't need to get caught up in it. And it said, the honor of the Lord with wealth, with first fruits of our crop. And when our barns be filled overflowing, our vats with brim is over with new wine. And that's according to Proverbs 3:9-10. But if we trust God, we're first with our wealth. We truly showing how much depend on him and handing over the first part of our paychecks, taking a huge amount of faith. And that's a faith walk. And after all, but doing so means that God is the center of it. But we have to take faith in whatever we do. That's when it comes to faith. And faith is the evidence of things hoped for and everything, given the things that not seen. And you got to check ourselves with God's word. And you got to learn how to be honest. Trust in him. You're going to be honest. You're going to be honest. You're giving it all. Lord, I'm giving it all to you. After I find out how to give it all to him, I begin to understand him better. I begin to feel him dwelling in me. And I call him. I say, Daddy, I need you right now. This will be the time distraction comes. And it's so me further over. But when I begin to cry to him and talk to my father, then I begin to see a release. It's a change that comes. But we need a defense attorney when we can pretty much find a reason for any bad thing to do. But like the prophet Jeremiah said, captures this is very well. The heart is deceitful above all things, beyond cure. Who can understand it?
So if you ever going through truly trusting God, flee from evil. We have to know exactly where we stand. We have to find an object to measure that tell us the truth, and that the truth comes from God and his word. Of course, sometimes we doesn't mean we always like what we see or how we see it, but it's still the truth that it comes from God's word. And he says, my son, do not despise the Lord's discipline. Do not resent his rebuke. And that's Proverbs 3:11. See, that's the right. That's right. So sometimes it takes something bad to happen, or seeing ourselves in a bad light, before we really can admit that we need to change. We need to change. You got to, something bad got to come up on us. It's got to shake you up. And then you realize, this is not the place that I want to be in. Lord, I got to change. And the more we are in the Bible, the more we'll see things happening in this way. And he said, I haven't hidden the words in my heart that I might not sin against you. And that's according to Psalm 119:11. So when we have scripture to plant firmly in our heart, then God will offer us that to deal with us. And then we have to listen to the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit is who Jesus promised to send to us, to the church. He is told, is a disciple, that he is a counselor. He's our spiritual combat. You can even say he's our GPS. He guides us and he directs us in which way to go. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Ha, Mamanayosa. But the counselor of the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach us how to handle things, and he will remind us of everything and have said to you. See, as we go through our daily life, as the same Holy Spirit, he guides us too. That means we don't have to go alone. To go alone, he is with us. You know, we have to get it right. So know the Holy Spirit lead us into all truth. He protects us. So that's when we learn to trust in the Lord and lead not to our own understanding. God, our good deposit, that we entrust him. Trust him. And after all these gifts of the Holy Spirit, we have to believe and remind ourselves that we can truly trust God, and we can rest in God's love. When we face a difficult time in this world today, we can sometimes wonder if God ever even cares why do bad things happen. Yes, he cares. God knows when we need him. He reminds us that we need him. He's like Solomon, reminds us that God never takes a break. He never leaves us to defend for ourselves. But we got to trust in him. We got to lean not to our own understanding, but trusting God. Get close, get motivated in him. Because stuff will come to distract you. When you have distractions, that keeps your mind off of God, and that causes you to lose your faith. So you have to keep your mind steadfast on him. So even in the midst of our turmoil, God, he sticks with us. He sticks with me. When I didn't understand, when I got my breakthrough, I didn't know what a relief it was, because when God sticks with us, there's a challenge to shake us. And when we understand that our perspective is completely flipped, no longer do I see myself as a setback. I don't see myself as a failure. I see myself as the moment with God and my loving Father who works in me. And that's exactly why now I can trust in the Lord, and with all my heart, because he cares for me, and he treats me each and every day. He gives me what he gives us, some of you to all. We give us what we need and to strive. He pour out blessings and blessings and blessings and blessings upon us. Of course, following each of these daily steps, it isn't easy. It is not easy. It's not easy. It comes with a price. So that's what Jesus said. We have to deny ourselves and follow him. It's according to Matthew 16:24. Trust in God takes a whole heart. Commitment, it takes a whole heart. From dawn to dusk, from the rising of the sun to the going down of the same. But we have to realize that we are never alone. That we are never alone. And surely, he said, I am with you always until the end of the age. He's totally with us. is with us. And Lord, for this moment, I didn't have much, but I bless your hearts with what I had. And I thank God for teaching me how to trust in him and not to lean to my own understanding. Amen.
Praise the Lord. Can you finish your verses or you got cut off? Are you still there? Yes.
Can you hear me?
Hello? Yeah. Oh, I say, are you finished?
Yes, ma'am, I'm finished. Hallelujah.
Praise God. Well, I'm sorry for the delay just now, but I want to do as the Lord leads. We're both supposed to come on tonight. I know you covered some of the ground with what a few things that I did have, but I am a firm believer when the Lord has sent his anointing on something that if we don't want to overeat, but there, God has blessed you to carry the word tonight, and Lord knows I got enough notes here to have a revival for a whole week. But in the meantime, I just want to thank the Lord for the word that you did bring in tonight. And the key thing about is the faith that we have to have in the Lord. And also, he says, for the trust and for our obedience and for us to learn to rest. And so I just want to just encourage the body. I'm not going to bring the message in on what I have tonight. I'm going to bring that at another time. But I do want to encourage the body of Christ of how imperative and important it is for us to really learn how to have faith in the Lord, and in the faith that we have, we got to be standing firm and assured and know, glory to God, that God, when he say a thing, he's going to bring it to pass. He's not a God that he should lie in his head. He's not too short that he can't live, that he can't deliver. And storms of life will come. And when the storms come, we have to be in a position to know if we have a faith in God and trust in the Lord, and like you said, with all our heart and not leaning for our own understanding, all our ways acknowledging, he will do the directing of our path because he is our protector, he is our shield. He's already prepared to let us know that the thief came to steal, kill, and destroy. He gave us the weaponry, said the weapons of our warfare are not carnal but mighty through the pulling down of strongholds. He told us in James we can't be double-minded. We're going to have to be in, and he said also back in Hebrews 11 that, the only way to please him is by faith, and those that come to him must believe he is God, a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. We have an adversary to contend with. He told us that in John 10:10, but he came to give us that abundant life. So we have to be in a place that we get steadfast in our faith. We got to be to the point where we stand firm, making sure our foundation is built on the rock and not on sand. We got to decree and declare with our mouth what the word says, not what our feelings, not what the storm is saying and dictating to us, not what friends, family, or others, glory to God, as she already said, that can be in our ear, circumstances. We can't put things before God as idols, whether we're our children, our jobs, our education, or what. We have to be to a place he has to be first, seeking him first, and being obedient to what he is saying. And we can't do it on a part-time basis. We know in the story with Saul and David, when Samuel came to Saul and asked him that he did everything that God told him to do, and he told him to kill up all the Amalekites, and I'll leave nothing that means humans or cattle or nothing, globally outstanding, everything, and he did it part-time and lost the kingdom. We cannot do things half-heartedly. We got to be in a place and so forth to be obedient to the Spirit and be and do a specific letter I can't want because there are challenges. And that's what the enemy is all about, is stealing any way he can. So just wanted to encourage us that when we do what God says, he'll take us out of that place of laboring, because he said, all ye that are labored and heavy laden, come to him, and he'll give us rest. Take his yoke and learn of him. And he don't want us to the point where we're struggling and we got to be pulling our hairs out at night. We got to be tossing to and fro here. And we get in a place with a relationship with him. Then the adversary won't have free reign to come in and disturb us, to cause us to be off kilter and cause us over to God to be out of alignment. But if we do sin or error, we have to find ourselves, as 1 John 1:9, to confess our sins, and he's faithful and just to forgive us and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. And we have to know, glory to God, we have to be steadfast and strong enough to keep on the schedule, to stay on track with everything, glory to God, God has assigned for us or told us to do, and we got to make sure that we praise him, we magnify his name, we glorify him, we give him glory to God, his allegiance. We got to know glory to God in his presence, his fullness of joy. We got to spend time with him. It's not an option. In order to be successful, to be glory to God, be in a place to come in compliance and see the manifestation of God's word and will to be done in us, we have to line ourselves up. Glory to God. Glory to God. He'll refresh us. He'll give us the joy. He'll empower us. And glory to God, he'll get us back into a place, even when we're coming through the storm, to get ourselves alignment up, to remember who we are, bought with a price, no more our own, and whatever he said and decreed and declared is to be so in our life, he'll make us stronger than we were before. Those trials will come even to test us, to get us to that place and so forth, to know that we will stand strong and firm in the Lord, and we won't be caught up over to God where every wind and doctrine or every situation that come up and be unstable and cause ourselves to miss out on our birthright, miss out on the blessing plan that God has for us. But he has to know that we're going to be steadfast and stable. We have to know that we are dependable. We have to know, glory to God, that he can be able to call upon us and know that we're going to walk in obedience. And then we'll get in that place as we have that relationship and trust and rest, and he takes us through these trials and testing. We can get to a place that we can rest them, or we can put the enemy to flight. We can rest on the promises of the Lord and not let, glory to God, what we go through. And sometimes those storms can get horrific, and we know in the natural storm that we prepare in natural storms, glory to God, and what it takes and so forth for that. How much more in the spiritual? If it wasn't, glory to God, God wanted to prepare for storms and prepare for the things that go on in life. He wouldn't have told us that the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through the pulling down the strong. He wouldn't have told us that we need armor to put on, and then specifically tell us on each piece of armor how it's supposed to be used. And glory to God, how powerful prayer is for us to pray and to call down strongholds, to reduce the forces of the enemy, to stand on the promises of the Lord. So we ought to be in a place, glory to God, no matter what goes on. We look at the situations, and I said, I'm not going to be that long, but look at the situations when, even when Peter, and he was in the boat with the other disciples, and here was a storm on the ocean, and then here it is, Jesus and so forth like this. With all this time, I think, as they said, about 9 hours being out there in that storm and whatever like this right here. But in the meantime, here it is, Jesus come walking on the water. And Peter says, if it's you, Jesus, bid me come. He walked on the water by faith, by word that Jesus said, come. And he stood on the word walking across there by faith. And as soon as, glory to God, hallelujah, he took his eyes off for a minute or however long, he was still close enough to say, have help. And so there was Jesus. And he said, he'll never leave us nor forsake us. He'll be there in the midst of the storms. He'll be there in the valley. He'll be there on the mountaintop. We just got to know who's on board. And then especially when we done had experiences about how he done moved on our behalf, how he done, even the testimony of others, but we, glory to God, compile that together with what he has done, what he has said, what his word says, what we've already seen and experienced. But nevertheless, I'm walking by faith, not by sight. So it's important, glory to God, for us to grasp faith and hold on to the promise of the Lord. He said, all you that are laboring heavy laden, come here and give us rest. We got to know we can rest in the promises of the Lord. Rest on, glory to God, knowing that he'll bring us through. One more thing, and that's the thing with, glory to God, with Peter, when I think about how the church was praying, glory to God, but before he even went into the prison, here it is, Herod, angry and so forth like this, and glory to God, had a vendetta against him, and here it is, and he killed his brother, and then he was getting ready to kill Peter. He put him among a quarters of soldiers, and then had him like guards at the door and so forth. Peter laid down and went to sleep. How can he go to sleep with a death threat, and no, glory to God, Herod was carried out his threat, and whatever he said he would do because he just killed his brother. But nevertheless, his relationship in the Lord, he was so assured of who God was in him to no matter what. Even if he was killed or had to go on, he still, glory to God, was on the other side in glory. So nevertheless, it's still well. But even in the midst of all of that that went on, he laid down and went to sleep. No matter what the torture or whatever he may have to face the next day or whatever Herod was getting ready to do, because he already proved himself when he killed his brother, he rested still yet. And the angel had to come through and glory to God while he was asleep and touch him and tell him, put on your sandals quickly. And then after they're even gone out of the gate, he's thinking, glory to God, he might have been a vision or whatever. But the church was praying on the other end. And when sometimes, even when we're praying, we don't always believe it's going to be answered right then, because he was going to come to the door and saw him close the door and went back to tell them. And they didn't even, they're in there praying and still didn't believe right then that what they were praying for had, you know, the answer was there that quick. God is so awesome, and he'll do exceedingly abundantly above more than we can think or ask if we just trust and rest in him. He is so faithful. He's such a lovely, but you want us to learn how to have faith in him, trust him, and obey him specifically, explicitly, whatever he says. Get to that place where we got, no matter what goes on, God, you said, and even if we get a little nervous or get a little antsy or whatever, find ourselves, bringing ourselves back in alignment and rebuking the devil and bringing his flesh under subjection, standing on God's word and standing in a place with close proximity with God in your relationship and also with others, glory to God, that God has placed that are strong and standing and believing and decreeing and declaring just like you are. He said, know those that labor among you. So we got, when we agree, we got to be in agreement with people, glory to God, that is not going to be wavering. Because how can two walk together unless they agree? Any two stand touching and agreeing, our God will bless and move in the midst. So we got to be to a place, nevertheless, God, you said it, it is so. And glory to God, if we get a little weak, we got to cast those cares and those concerns. We got to make sure, glory to God, that I don't regress back into my old ways, allowing the flesh to come back in, trying to handle things the way, glory, I think it ought to be, because we are challenged with betrayal or disappointment or angry or frustrated or divorced or, glory to God, lost a job or, glory to God, didn't get the promotion or whatever it is. Glory to God, we got to walk as Jesus would walk. And then in the midst of that hurt and disappointment, cast the care back, because the Lord already warned us that the adversary comes to steal, kill, and destroy. But I came to give you abundant life. I will work it out for your good. I'm asking you, glory to God, to trust me and to know that, glory to God, I am your helper. I, glory to God, am your deliverer. I am your burden bearer. I am your way maker. I am your strong tower. I'm your high tower. Whatever you need, learning, glory to God, how to rest and trust, glory to God, in the Lord, and having faith in him, walking boldly in the things of God. In the name of Jesus. And we're going to know, glory to God, hallelujah. Stay in his word. Stay in the word, glory to God, and let that word, glory to God, be in us. So we can, as he said, if his word abide in us and we abide in him, we can ask what we will, and it shall be done. Just like she had said earlier, and I was talking about Christ as our priority, the GPS system when we that be in the cars and stuff like this, no matter what, as we can get off course and miss a turn here and there, and ask glory to God, she'll tell you which way to turn, how to turn back around and get back in line or get back make that adjustment for the route that we're on. Glory, how much more, glory to God, that GPS and that compass on the inside of us, glory to God, will God not will make it clear in our destination and he'll get us back on course. But we got to be able to open our ears and make ourselves available to see and hear the voice of God and obey what his voice is saying. Praise God. So much more. But in the meantime, just want to share those things with you and glory to God and make sure that we're offering ourselves up as a sacrifice unto the Lord and not being transformed by and being transformed, not allowing the world system to conform to that system, but to let it be known that glory to Satan, glory to God, this vessel belongs unto the Lord, and we renounce him, and Jesus is Lord, and we're going to walk in making him his Lord, making him Lord of our lives, and submitting and forgiving, because that's a key thing that we have to learn to forgive even the more, because that can hinder our blessings, hinder the place and the destiny that God has for us. And no matter what, we're not exempted from, glory to God, being hurt, disappointed. We're not exempted because Christ wasn't either. He went through all of that with betrayal and agony and lying and calling him Beelzebub, this and the other. And he never sinned, had no sin in him. But because of, glory to God, his love for, glory to God, his Father for us, he came to sacrifice himself for us so that, and redeem us back to the Father. How much more? We owe him so much more, glory to God, in learning to submit and commit to the Lord, and can't be a part-time lover. We got to be to a place that we got to love God with all our heart, soul, mind, and body, get to a place our relationship is so close to him. Glory to God, he said, draw nigh to me and I draw nigh to you. Only way you can draw nigh to God is your relationship and walking in the spiritual realm, because he said, no flesh will glory in his sight. So we just praise God today, and we glorify him as he blesses us, glory to God, to recognize the tools and the tactics of the enemy, but God has given us tools to cancel out the assignment of the enemy. And glory to God, we got to walk with patience, because having faith We got to walk with patience. It's going to take patience and faith waiting on the Lord and being of encouragement and encouraging ourselves and taking courage and glory to God, praying with one another, staying around the fire, staying with strong believers. You can't be wayward and walking here and there, and we can't, glory to God, be touching things over to God that are unclean or contrary to the will of the Lord. He said, come out from among you, be separated, touch not that unclean thing, and I'll receive you. People want to eat off two tables, and God said you can't. You can't serve two masters. And there's a lot of believers, glory to God, are compromising and caught up doing that very same thing. That's how the enemy can have such foothold, and that's how we don't be as victorious as we ought to be. And some challenges come over to God, but we don't stay in our winter all the time. God has the different seasons, well, and the natural same thing seasons in our lives. But sometimes we got to check ourselves and examine ourselves. What is it that, glory to God, caused me, glory, I was running well and all running good, and all of a sudden, what caused me, glory to God, to deviate off the path? What caused me, glory to God, or what things that I allowed to come in? And we got to make sure, no matter how much we enjoy pleasure or some things, we got to be honest with God because he knows all things anyway, and get to a place we love God more than our pleasure. We love God more than, glory to God, being bitter and angry. We love God more than the things, glory to God, we're allowing to come in and make idols out in our lives. We got to check ourselves daily so we can cancel out this stuff, so we can be in a place trusting, resting, and obeying God, so we can be in a place over to God to see the victory and walk as a more than a conqueror and an overcomer and triumphant. In Jesus' name we pray. Father, we do thank you tonight and give you glory for all that you've done and doing. Thank you for the servant that you have brought forth, glory to God, tonight to speak and decree your word. Glory to God. Thank you for those things that you allowed us to share some tidbits of some things too as well. God, we thank you that in as we hear and whatever, glory to God, that applies to our life, that we allow ourselves, glory to God, allow you to come in to cleanse, to deliver, to fortify, to encourage, to build up, or to put us in check, to get back in position, or whatever it may be. But God, most of all, we want to, glory to God, give you praise and honor, and give us, glory to God, that strength that we continue to strive for more of you, that, glory to God, there won't be no flesh on parade. Men won't be seeing us, but they will see the Christ that's on the inside of us. And we'll walk in the faith. Too many things that you have done in our lives to prove yourself over and over and over. God, help us to build ourselves up on the most holy faith and make sure that we're building on the rock of Jesus Christ. Glory to God, not on sand and not part-time, but glory to God, fulfill the things you have for our destiny. You said that you have a plan for us for good and not for evil, to give us that expected end, to bless and to prosper us, glory to God. We know the adversaries. We don't have time with you and spend time with you and get in your work, we won't know who your voice is. And you say, my sheep know my voice, and a stranger here will not follow. So we got to get to that place so we can be strong in the Lord. So we're going to be betwixt and between and wondering and trying to figure out and in agony and all that. We will be to a place I know that's the voice of God. Regardless of all the opposition and who don't agree or do agree, if I know it's the voice of the Lord, I'm going to stand. And I'm going to know that the greater one is on the inside of me than he is after me. So, God, I bless you, and I honor you, and I pray strength and encouragement. Give us a desire for more of you and a desire, glory to God, to press in and pursue after you like we never have before, and to stand firm and to walk in forgiveness and love, and to encourage our brothers and sisters as we pray to you one for another. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Praise the Lord. We give God praise tonight. Bless the Lord. I had quite a bit, but I shared a little bit, and in the meantime, bless the Lord. I thank the Lord again for evangelist Noel, how the Lord blessed and moved through her and some of the things that God is blessing. And even for amazing, I did not have this particular scripture that I was going to open up with. There's another one, and God brought me back to the Proverbs last night that I was reading in Proverbs, the third chapter, and several verses out of that, and she went right down the line covering some things out of that. And I had so many other things in another direction of some things, but some of those pieces that it was able to share this now, pull them from however the Lord blessed in the Spirit, because I did not want to try to pull out a whole message tonight after all that the Lord has really blessed. But I'm believing God for whatever our ears have heard in faith, and building our faith in the Lord and trusting and obeying his Spirit, because he doesn't want sacrifice. He wants us to be obedient to what he says and to get to that place where we learn to rest in him and not allow the enemy to plague us and oppress us and press us and suppress us, that we're able to cast those cares upon the Lord. Our security is in the Lord. But in the meantime, we're going to leave the lines open now. Glory to God for any remarks, and if there is a prayer request before we close, we're going to we're going to take that. So the lines are all open for anyone that has any remarks or prayer requests. Amen. Or if you just want to encourage the woman of God, then do so too. We left the lines open for you. Amen. The line's open. We don't have anyone to respond tonight. Okay. I did have them all open. I guess there's nothing else to be said. Well, okay, then. If there is not anything to be said or any prayer requests, Evangelist, no, I'm leaving it now for you to have any remarks, and then we're going to let it close for tonight then.
No, I don't have any remarks.
Well, praise God. Anyone have anything that they want to say before we close the line then? Or anyone was blessed by the word tonight or anything that was said to encourage you or get you to that place to get stronger in the Lord, or maybe you're to a place where you want to have anything to say concerning that we need in the Lord that we may have missed, that you have any response, we want to give that. If not, we are getting ready to close. I'm going to give that one more call out there, and then we're going to go ahead and close. Okay, not a word from the Lord, even. Well, Father, we do thank you tonight, and we praise you. Glory to God for that's already been spoken and said. We pray that you continue to minister and move by your Spirit, and pray, God, that you continue to encourage us to continue to stand and hold fast to the faith. And, God, we thank you, glory to God, for your loving kindness and your mercy, and continue to encourage us, glory to God, to continue to keep our eyes fixed on you, not to lean to the left or the right and lay aside every sin and every weight that so easily beset us. Thank you for the joy, the peace. Thank you for the weapons that you give us. Thank you, Lord God, for teaching us how to love one another. Thank you, Lord God, for just loving on us and spending that time, glory to God, wherever we are in life, that, God, you prove yourself and show yourself strong in the name of Jesus. We thank you, glory to God, for all your great and mighty acts. There is none like you. Keep us with a mindset to praise and worship and magnify your name on a daily basis and build ourselves up even the more. So when even the enemy comes in like a flood, you said you'll raise up that standard, and we'll be like that tree planted by the rivers of water. We shall not be moved. God, we thank you, we glorify you, and we give all praise and honor to thee, O Lord. Bless these your people, and as we prepare ourselves for Monday night prayer, God, help us, glory to God, to continue to stand fast, hold fast, continue to pray, continue to seek your faith, continue to stand on your word and believe you by faith. Manifestation is coming. You are going to answer no matter what. We have the confidence to know that when we call upon your name, that you're going to answer. And thank you that we have the opportunity to come boldly to the throne of grace to obtain mercy. Glory to God. Let God arise and your enemies be scattered. Let God arise and your enemies be scattered. Be blessed of the Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. So long. So long. Praise your name, Jesus. Be worthy to be praised. Thank you, Lord. Praise you.